今天早起要读的圣经节记载在列王记上第十七章第八节到十六节。
Today's scripture passage is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. We'll be reading from verse 8 to verse 16.
第十七章，耶和华的话临到伊说，伊起身往西顿的撒那法徛伫迄搭。我伊吩咐迄搭有一个寡妇供养哩，伊利亚就起身往撒那法去，到了城门。既有一个寡妇伫迄搭咧捡茶，伊利亚呼叫伊说：“求你用器皿摕一点水来当我啉。”伊去取水的时阵，伊利亚又搁呼叫伊说：“我求你摕一点饼来当我食。”伊说：“我指着永生耶和华你的神去说，我无有饼。”案内只有一杯米，饭内只有一点油。我现在找两支茶，为回家要为我甲我的儿女做饼。阮食了，死就死吧。伊利亚对伊说：“毋通惊，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要随我为我做一个小饼，带来等我，然后为你甲你的儿女做饼。”因为耶和华以色列的神如此说：案内的米别不减少，案内的油别不缺底，直到耶和华当火降伫地顶的日子。妇人就照以利亚的话去行，伊甲伊家中的人，并以利亚食了真侪日子。案内的米果然无减少。饭内的油也无缺底，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
Let us all read aloud together. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the city of the gate, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Go as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jug of flour was not spent, neither the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that spoke by Elijah. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
各位平安。
Peace to all of you.
这几拜咱拢要思想到以利亚这个先知的代志。
For our recent few messages, we have been discussing the stories of Elijah.
然后根据顶礼拜时阵，咱看到一个侍奉上帝人，然后你也看到伊几落方面值得咱注意的。
Last week you talked about a few things we can note about serving God.
然后咱看到讲一个军队上帝侍奉上帝人，同一方面，伊对上帝来讲，伊就肯顺服。
We noted that someone who wants to serve God has to submit to Him.
然后你看到这段经文真清楚，甲顶一个。礼拜咱所讲的真清楚，原来耶和华吩咐的以利亚拢照去做。
And we see in today's passage as well as last time's passage that Elijah obeyed everything God commanded.
所以换句话，一旦咱对神来讲，咱肯顺服上帝本身。
In other words, we should be willing to submit to God's
leading. 然后对工作来讲，上帝吩咐咱交代好咱的，咱用心去做。
And we have to faithfully do whatever God entrusts to us.
因为亲像讲上帝叫以利亚去教。 这个阿哈讲什么，伊就忠心讲出上帝爱伊讲的物件。
Just like how Elijah faithfully proclaimed to King Ahab whatever God asked him to proclaim.
然后对生活来讲，因着诚实着肯顺服，然后来去信靠上帝。
He had to submit with his very life and follow whatever instructions God gave.
所以上帝叫伊到到溪里。
When the Lord asked him to go to the brook Cherith and have the ravens feed him, Elijah submitted to God's instructions and God provided for him according to his faith. These are the three things we talked about last time. But today I only have one point. Someone who truly serves God should be humble. And how do we witness that humility? Later on, you will see what God asked Elijah to do.
然后你看到讲，原来吼，一个诚实肯顺服上帝的人，连跟随上帝的人，伊就学习一个真重要的功课，是谦卑的一个功课。
And we will see that someone who truly wants to submit to God and serve Him will have to learn the lesson of humility.
因为头前晚咱看迄段经文的时阵
，The passage we read earlier，
你看到圣经讲，迄个基立溪边的水，这个水停了。
The earlier passage compared to today was mentioned that the Cherith Brook dried. The Bible clearly tells us, just like God told Elijah to tell King Ahab, that if you were not to pray, there will be no rain upon the land. And since God had not asked Elijah to ask for rain,
so it took a long time, and since it was not raining, it became dry.
After some time of drought, it was natural that the river ran dry. And what happened when the river ran dry? The Lord asked Elijah to go to Zarephath in Sidon. Where exactly is Zarephath in Sidon? What is so unique about this place? You may know that this is something in northeast Israel. And therefore, this is a territory outside of Israel. In other words, this is a kingdom that was apart from the kingdom of Israel. And the thing with Sidon is that their princess was actually married to King Ahab.
So, this is our very famous person.
The one and only Queen Jezebel. Jezebel actually used to be a princess of Sidon. She married Ahab, King Ahab of Israel, and became his queen. And we know that it was Queen Jezebel who caused Israel to fall into greater idolatry. So, brothers and sisters, remember you have to marry the right person. And you marry the wrong person, then your life goes wrong.
But if you look at this passage, you look at this background, what is this Sidon?
But when you look at this passage, what is so unique about Sidon? Sidon is a place of idolatry. And you know that they are a kingdom that particularly served that god Asherah. And they also worshipped Baal. And they worship Ashtoreth, and they worship Baal, and they worship all these different idols.
所以你看到说, 哎, 这个撒会力是什么? 是外国。
And you know that Zaphath in Sidon is a foreign kingdom. But their princess married the king of Israel. And it is also a land of idolatry. And God tells Elijah to go there. Now that the brook has dried up, he asks him to go to Zarephath in Sidon, and there God will provide. Elijah obeyed and went to this place. But whom did God prepare there to serve Elijah? Now, I want you to try to examine this passage from the eyes of a Jewish man. Because at the time, Hebrew culture was rather chauvinistic.
So,
But what exactly was Elijah asked to do at Zarephath in Sidon?
He
was asked to beg from a widow. And when you look carefully at this passage, there are a few things worth mentioning. First of all, Elijah was a man. Elijah was an able-bodied man. And he could technically just glean fruit from around him. Instead of working with his own hands, he begged for food from someone else. Now think about it, an able-bodied man is begging for food. It's very difficult for a Hebrew man to do that. Some people might like that, but the culture at that time was not something preferred. And I believe a Chinese man would also not prefer that. Why would an able-bodied person beg for food instead of working? And that is something you see from this passage. Secondly, he was asked to beg from a woman. Now, back in the day, the women didn't have the equal rights as the men. In particular, they were a very chauvinistic society at the time. Just like the misogyny that is rampant in Chinese culture. I have seen people that when they have a child, people will ask if it's a boy or a girl. When it's a boy, people will say, congratulations. When it's a girl, they'll say, well, that's okay. It's not good to have a misogynist culture. But times are changing. And I feel that there are starting to be equal opportunities for men and women. Because the important thing is that we be good people. Because if your child is misbehaved, whether it's a boy or a girl, you're in trouble. If you have a good child, it doesn't matter what gender they are. But the traditional Chinese have these chauvinistic ideas. Because they want to pass on the family name. And they think that they want to entrust their inheritance to a male line. Because they think that once a daughter gets married, she belongs to someone else. And therefore, it's such a waste of money to invest in her and have her marry someone else. That is traditional Chinese concept. We thank God that as Christians, we don't have to think that way. We shouldn't think that way. But it was different also for the Jews at that time. For the Hebrew people, they valued sons because they believed that sons would have a chance to be the Messiah. So under those circumstances, the society at that time did not value women as much. It is true that the women were entrusted with guiding the home and children. And you know that you should never underestimate the importance of guiding a home and the children in it. But Elijah at that time was told to beg of a woman. Maybe you could say because the women were good at baking bread. But when you look at this passage, you see that he didn't only have to approach the woman. This woman was also a widow. She was a widow. When you understand the cultural context for a widow, you see that they had the same struggle in the Old and New Testament. Widows and orphans were considered dependent. Because at that time, the men were the ones who were allowed to work. The women were delegated to doing things at home. But once the head of a family passes away, the family would be in dire financial straits. And for that reason, the Bible tells us that our God is a father to the fatherless and the widows. These are dependent people, weak people in society.
So
and yet at this time, God asked Elijah, an able-bodied man, to beg for food from a widow. And not only was he begging from a widow, this was a poor woman. She was in need. Maybe if she were a rich widow, then it would still be understandable. Then maybe it's okay to ask for things from her. You would note that in the New Testament, Paul once wrote to Timothy how they should exactly minister to the widows of the church. First of all, Paul told Timothy that he didn't have to prioritize supporting the richer widow. And the widows who are trying to indulge in the world should also not be supported. But the widows who were devout and in need should be supported by the church. And yet you see in this passage that this woman was not rich. She was very poor. Here was a woman who should be supported by other people, and yet Elijah was asked to beg from her. A man was begging from a woman. Begging from a widow. Begging from an unwealthy widow. And on top of all of that, this was a widow who had a son to support. So she was a single mother of this son. She was in need and her child was in need. This was a family that was in very much in need. Then God says, Elijah, go to them and beg for food. Was that an easy thing to do? Another thing worthy of notice, that this happened in Zarephath in Sidon. This is Gentile region. When you look at this passage, you realize that this widow was a Gentile woman who didn't worship God. That because when Elijah spoke to her, she said, as the Lord your God lives.
唔是指到耶和华咱的上帝起誓。
She didn't say as the Lord our God lives.
啊，乃是耶，我指到耶和华跟那以利亚你的上帝我起誓。
She replied as the Lord your God lives.
所以话粗话讲。这个人不是信耶和华的。
So she was not someone who believed in Jehovah God.
那你觉得看到这个以利亚本身有这个神在他的所在。
She just knew that Elijah served as God.
然后他就说我知道你的上帝我起誓，所以不是相信上帝的人。
And so she swore by the Lord your God. She didn't believe in God at that time.
所以现在哦，你是上帝耶和华的先知啊。
And so here we have Elijah, a prophet of God.
然后我这个上帝本身竟然不赐你，你找一个外邦的女的。
Who seemed to not provide for him and instead asked him to beg of a Gentile woman.
我问你啊，对信仰来讲，亲像你就谦卑呢，你知无
？So let me ask you, doesn't it seem that he was very humiliated over his religion?
对无？但是你若伫生活内面，你就谦卑落来，你对无
？He had to exercise humility.
所以有时阵哦，上帝吼，伫咱嘅生命嘅中间啊。
And so you see that in our lives,
上帝有时阵安排咗嘅环境哦，确实让咱就谦卑落来。
God sometimes put us in circumstances where we have to humble ourselves.
因为你若无谦卑哦，你靠自己啊。
Because when we don't learn humility, we are always self-reliant.
即个人无谦卑嘅时阵哦，咱就要未瓦靠上帝来行上帝路。
And we do not learn humility, we do not know how to rely on God to walk His path.
但是你看卖，上帝是吩咐即个以利亚讲，你去到迄个所在。
And yet God told Elijah to go to this place.
啊，去给人讨食。
To beg for food.
哇，我跟你讲，你那是以色列的男的哦，即个啊，这款男的即个娇气吼，就杀一个，你知无？
Can you imagine what this does to his Israelite male pride?
其实生命吼
，In life，
诚实上帝温存这款物件，予咱谦卑。
God allows certain things to humble us.
真像
，For example，
你伫我的生命中间
，In my life，
真侪拜上帝，予我学这个功课。
I've had to learn this lesson a lot of times.
然后当虽然伫越南出来时阵，我伫越南我的家庭是较富裕的一个家庭。
When I left Vietnam, I was actually leaving a pretty affluent family.
然后来到菲律宾的时
，And yet when I came to the Philippines，
头一个，我就学习排队讨饭食。
The first lesson I had to learn was to line up for my food.
因为最难免哦，对不？
Because、
所以。所以我就排队台饭食。
I was a refugee and I had to line up for the free food they were giving out.
第二项。
Secondly.
然后我上帝将我寄伫即个 Paco Rojas High School.
God placed me in Paco Rojas High School.
然后你知影伊即个是伫 Columbia Country Club 的后边迄间学堂。
Right behind Columbia Country Club.
然后伫遐吼，迄有一个栏杆，阮看到路的看到阮。
There's this fence that separated us from the road.
所以我看真侪菲律宾人伫遐，菲律宾人看越南人是啥物体。
And so the Vietnamese were looking at the Filipinos, and the Filipinos were looking at the Vietnamese.
我讲菲律宾人实在真正。真正 hospitable， 真有心的一个人。
We know that the Filipino culture is very hospitable。
对啊，伊看到阮的时阵，难免哦，伊的时阵，给阮五十块，你知无
？And so when the locals saw us, they gave us money。
伊给我五十块。
Someone gave me 50 pesos。
1975，五十块无俗呢。
50 pesos was a lot in 1975。
但伫迄个时阵哦，人给我，我做唔抵，你知无
？But I actually declined it。
我刚才要抵你这条钱啊。
I thought I wouldn't need it。
啊，所以砍啊，要死唔抵啊。
I was so prideful and I rejected that charity。
因为骄傲嘛。
Because I was so prideful。
到落尾对下出来了。
And after I left that place。
啊，我跟你讲，骄傲你就吃家己啊。
I realized that。Pride doesn't feed you.
因为我出来了，我徛马六本巴彦啊。
I lived in Malabon in the Bayan area.
然后我徛住阮爸爸的朋友的厝
里。I stayed in the home of one of my father's friends.
然后一个日收我350块。
And they would ask me to pay 350 pesos a month.
然后徛给我一个床位。
To give me this bed space.
然后感谢主，至少要接纳我咯。
At least they allowed me to stay there.
所以我真清楚，早起是班德沙甲咖啡。
I remember every morning they would feed me pandesal and coffee.
菲律宾有班德沙，越南无班德沙。
Of course, I never had pandesal in Vietnam.
在越南是 French bread.
They only had baguettes, French baguettes.
然后暗暝吼，暗暝是食啥物啊？吉隆公啊，迄个我印象也深。
And every night they would feed us 吉隆公。
啊，印象也深。
I have very deep impressions of it.
问题，钱对倒落来。
But where was I to find the money?
那上帝。到落尾，我就偷。
Eventually, I started cheating my boss.
我偷了，我甲用钱来还。
And I would use the money I cheated to pay these people whom I was staying with.
但是有一个问题发生。
And then something came up.
要信主了咯，
I became saved, so I couldn't cheat my boss anymore. So what should I do now? Where was I to find the money?
So you know, I was a
Eventually, I became a recipient of one of a Norwegian association.
So I was supported by the 6社群体.
I was a dependent.
So every month,
and this Norwegian charity would give me a few dozen dollars every month. It was not an easy process to go through. But God taught me a lot of things. My father doesn't like that I'm a pastor. And it was for the same reason. My dad keeps telling me to do business. He says that I can do business and use that money to help other people. Of course, he was speaking out of love. And he keeps telling me not to be a pastor. And do you know his reasoning for why I shouldn't be a pastor? Now my father has a few friends who are Buddhist monks. And one of those monks came to the Philippines. He also fled Vietnam and came to a refugee camp. And one time we even shared a bed. Because I was serving as a volunteer at the refugee camp, we got to meet each other and we talked about things. And in the process of our conversation, I realized that as a Buddhist monk, he was always in need of people's charity. And that's why my dad says, go make money and do charity rather than receive charity. It is a very strong concept in his mind. And he tells me not to be a pastor. Thank God he hasn't said that in a while. Because I managed to raise my children. And we see God's grace. And sometimes when we serve God, as we learn to rely on God, He may lead us through certain processes that teach us humility. But I want us to note, that when we are part of that dependent group of people, we need to clearly understand that God told Elijah to go to this widow. In other words, this widow's presence in this story was out of God's hand. That's a very important thing to note. The Lord told Elijah to go to this widow. And the Lord said this widow would provide for him. In other words, all of this is under God's hand. This is part of God's design. And our God is not just God of Israel. Here we have a woman who is in Zarephath in Sidon, and yet God also used her. And so you see that we serve a universal God. And sometimes someone asked
me,
if Jesus is the God of Israel, then who is the God of China? And here's my answer. The God of Israel is our God. Because the God of Israel is not exclusive to Israel. But he was simply born out of that country because he chose to. And God became man. He had to come to birth through a nation.
以色列这个所在。
And he chose to use the nation of Israel.
但是咱的上帝是一个世界的上帝。
But our God is the God of all the world.
所以上帝我得安排了出来。
And he can make plans all over the world.
所以呢，我爱咱是，那是你接受的人就明白一点。
And for those of us who have accepted Jesus, we have to understand.
然后，咱那接受帮助的人，那就明白一点。
And if we are those accepting help, we have to understand.
各项物件是对上帝来。
Everything is ultimately from God.
拢总是对上帝来。
Everything is from God.
是上帝安排人。
God uses people.
人是上帝所用的一个道具。
God uses these people as a channel.
所以呢，咱本身啊，得得着上帝恩典的人。
And if we have experienced God's grace,
当然，人肯帮咱，咱就带着感恩的心。
We should be thankful for the people God has used to help us.
但是我感觉更加着感谢。
But more importantly, we have to give thanks to the God who had it all happen. Because if God had not led this widow to provide for Elijah, she wouldn't have. The Lord was the one who asked Elijah to go to this widow. And you see that everything was designed by God.
So, brothers and sisters,
So, brothers and sisters, no matter what it is we are enjoying, we have to remember to give thanks to the Lord for it.
人是上帝使用的器皿。
Because people are just channels that the Lord uses.
人来替这款人欢喜。
We should be happy that God uses these people.
因为这款人愿意给上帝来用。
And we should be thankful that they're willing to be used by God.
所以在这段经文里面，你会看到讲，咱学习谦卑。
But in this passage, as we learn humility, we have to learn to rely on God. And we should learn to give thanks to God.
所以你若对这个经文，你会看到讲，学习。
And so in this passage, we see how we have to learn to be humble.
所以呢，咱我头这么所提吼，拢总是对。
Now, everything I mentioned earlier was from Elijah's perspective. Now, let us look at the story from the widow's perspective. Now, try to put yourself in her shoes. And what do you see?
Now, if you look at this story, you can see the first thing.
In this passage, you see, first of all, a man begging for food from you. And maybe in your mind, you are thinking, I am a poor widow. I am in need. And secondly, I have a son to feed. It's not just me who's in need. My son is in need too. If it were just up to me, okay, fine, I can accept that, but I have a child to take care of.
Isn't
don't parents feel bad when their children go hungry?
然后我有的物件真欠缺啊。
And he or she is in dire need.
然后现在第三行你看到什么
？And thirdly,
我该头前我欠命。
Not only am I in need, not only am I a widow.
第二，我有囝要饲。
Not only do I have a son to feed.
然后第三
，Thirdly,
然后甲我讨的人是一个男的啊。
Here's a man begging me.
我有脚有手唔做，敢甲我讨啥
？An able-bodied man who is not working is begging from me.And fourthly,here is a Gentile. There's a foreigner who's not of my people. He is not from my hometown. He's not from my hometown. This is not my people. Maybe if he were one of my people, then fine.Here's an Israelite man coming to me who is from Sidon. You know, sometimes people feel a kinship with someone who's from their hometown. And you will understand when you look at Filipino Chinese society. Here we have these associations, family associations. You have these hometown associations.
所以有时阵哦，你哋宗亲会要赔你奖学金啊。
And sometimes these associations will give scholarships. And they will only give scholarship to people who share the same Chinese family name. If your name is Ang, you have to go to the Ang Association. Your name is Lim, you go to the Lim Association. Because you all share the same ancestors. Or maybe you're from the same hometown. Then we could be neighbors and we can help each other out. But here is a widow who views Elijah. And she sees a man who is neither from her people or her hometown. Then why is he asking for help from me? I'm not rich. I have a child. And you are a man who's not working. We share neither blood nor relation of any kind. And on top of all of that, he is a man from Israel. Here is a prophet who prophesied against King Ahab. Here is a man who said that unless he gives the word, there will be no rain. She could think that if you would just pray, wouldn't you have rain? Why do you have to ask for food from me? On top of that, one of your enemies is our princess.
因为亚西别是阿哈的太太嘛。Because
our princess is now your queen Jezebel.
然后这个时候，这个亚西别本身这个人，然后你在攻击伊嘛。And
yet you are attacking her.
然后我刚才就帮助你这个。Why
should I help you?
要不你若站伫这个寡妇的角度，你去看这件代志。And
when you look at this situation from her perspective,
那我跟你讲哦，也有将更加惨的是啥物
？You see something even worse.
然后你若怎么你若读经文，你也看到这项。
If you were reading the passage earlier, you would see.
看到啥
？That.
然后因为这个以利亚甲这个寡妇啊，你讲
？That Elijah told the widow.
啊，叫你给我淡薄水啉。
Give me some water.
对不？然后 OK 了。 这个女的愿意要拿给他喝，
and she said, okay, I will give you water.
然后当他要拿水来的时候，你说你就给我饼吃。
And as she was going to bring it, he says, bring me a morsel of bread.
哇，这个得寸什么呀？进球，你知道吗？
Give him an inch and he pushed for a mile.
对吧？啊，水了，现在饼了。
Water and now bread.
然后我跟你说，也不是真厉害。
And that's not even it.
更加惨的是什么？
The last straw is when Elijah said, first make me a little cake and then you can make something for yourself. I mean, it would still be understandable if he's asking for her leftovers.
那譬如讲，现在有人搞啲领导领导无当食，伊讲不要紧，你先给我食，刷落去你再给伊其他食。Imagine
if someone were to show up at your house and say that whatever little food you have, just feed me first, and then you can eat.
啊，我问你，我问你。So
let me ask you.
你若是寡妇，你会从啥
？If you were that widow, what would you do?
啊，我咁，那我咧想嘅时阵。If
when I think about it.
我咧备班嘅时啊。When
I was preparing this.
我讲，这个以利亚吼。
I feel that Elijah.
这个岂有处理，你知唔
？Was just being unreasonable.
对不？这岂有处理这个
？Preposterous, what he's asking.
你若好话，我暂时唔支持。If
it were up to me, I would never feed you.
对不？ 你若你若甲我讨，你嘛是讲，你若你有剩的，好话唔要不？You're
not just asking me for food, and not just asking for leftovers.
然后你讲讲，你好话食，食了你其他个食。You're
asking me to feed you first, and then feed myself.
这岂有处理的啊？Oh,
that's preposterous.
啊，讲单位哦，有冇搞错？Are
you kidding me?
这乱的物件嘛。
This doesn't make sense.
但是真特别的，什么大事发生
？But interestingly,
这个女的说顺服啦。
This widow agreed.
啊，这个女的顺服呢？
She agreed.
啊，顺服。但是她讲什么？
And she said.
你讲这个女的也出名。
Now she interestingly said.
她也是顺服。
Even as she agreed.
然后她落尾讲一句话，讲什么？
She eventually said.
用死就死吧，你明白吗？
If we die, we die.
用话一句话，我给你吃，然后你死就死吧。
In other words, I will feed you, and then if I die, I die.
那这句话意思讲什么？ 我隆重变好你了，不要紧。
She's basically saying, whatever.
That's
not easy, is it?
但是这项事情了,
but after that incident,
有这项事情发生,
something happened.
这个以利亚跟他说,
Elijah told her,
因为这个女的很清楚跟他说, 我没什么油, 我没什么米啊,
this woman had frankly told him she didn't have that much flour or oil.
所以我冲了, 我给你吃死就死了,
I will gather it and make it for you, and if we die, we die.
以利亚就说,
Elijah said,
他说, 你的油不缺,
the oil in your jug shall not go empty. The flour in your jar shall not be spent.
然后有,
and we are told that for all this time, the jar of flour was not spent, and neither did the jug of oil become empty. This widow's needs were met. And God provided for her. And so, brothers and sisters, you see, when we submit to God, God provides. And when we provide according to what God wants us to provide, God will make sure we have enough. God will always give us enough. And what's even worth more thinking about,
so
Elijah was a big shot prophet. He was a man greatly used by God. And you see, in Israel, there are several important people, like Moses, and like Elijah. And yet, think about it. In the process of Elijah's life, there's this part where God used a widow He used this widow to provide food for a prophet that God will greatly use even more one day.
所以,兄弟姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
不能轻看一个寡妇的供应,
do not underestimate the contribution of a widow.
兄弟,我能用真富的,
God can use the wealthy.
但是兄弟还是有能用那个寡妇的供应,
God can use the widow.
我跟你说,
isn't that a beautiful thing? Sometimes we may think that certain tasks should go to those who are wealthier.
不是,
but that's not true.
寡婦,
even a widow
欠命的,
who was in need, a widow who was dependent on other people,
但是反正上帝用意,
she ended up being used by God to provide for someone else.
所以兄弟姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
上帝若感动你,
if God is moving you
上帝若去帮助人的时,
to support other people,
上帝姐妹顺服去做,
brothers and sisters, obey Him.
上帝会供应你,
because God will provide.
有一次有一个人做一件事, 他在比较, 他在比较咱教会的奉献跟另外一种教会的奉献。
One time, someone tried to compare the offering our church receives versus the offering another church receives.
然后他就跟我说一句话,
and she told me,
他说,
you have an interesting church, Pastor.
他说,
she thinks that there's something unique about UECM.
然后他有,
she says, well, in this other church, you have these big sums of contribution. But only a few items.
但是呢,
and here in your church, you have a lot of small contributions.
诶, 但是加加起来,
but in total, your church always has enough. And so you see,
上帝会用什么?
That God can use the smallest things
然后完成上帝要完成的,
to fulfill His greater plan.
所以你兄弟姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
跟我们跟着上帝的时,
as we follow God,
然后我们学习顺服里面来谦卑,
we have to learn to be humble in the midst of our submission.
同时学习在顺服里面来供应,
and we have to learn to provide for other people in the midst of our submission.
然后你看到到路边, And
then we witness how God blesses His own kingdom.
And
then we see how God blesses our lives. It's not easy. It's not easy to humble ourselves. It is not easy to give in the midst of our own needs. But if God asks you to do them, we get to experience God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that even when we don't see what's ahead, You always do. Even when we don't see the greater picture, You are in control. And as we strive to follow the path You have drawn out for us day after day, may we learn to humble ourselves and seek help as You want us to seek. And may we be able to sacrifice when You call upon us to sacrifice. In whatever corner You place us, Lord, may You use us that we may glorify You by serving others and that we may glorify You by being served as You have designed. May Your sovereign will be fulfilled in our lives, that people may see You and witness the wonder that You are. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.